Each year, the American Sexually Transmitted Disease Association awards three awards to deserving investigators. The ASTDA Young Investigator Award is presented annually to an outstanding investigator in the field of STD who is no more than 5 years beyond fellowship training. The ASTDA Achievement Award is presented annually for a single recent major achievement in the field of STD research and prevention, or to a member of the association at mid-career to acknowledge an outstanding body of research in sexually transmitted diseases. Finally, the Thomas Perrin Award is presented annually to a member of the association for long and distinguished contributions in the field of STD research and prevention. I'd like to welcome Dr. Laura Kautsky from the University of Washington to present the Young Investigator Award.
Thank you, Brad. It's with great pleasure that I provide an introduction for Rachel Weiner, who's an acting instructor of epidemiology at the University of Washington and this year's recipient of the Young Investigator Award. This is truly a wonderful honor and well-deserved by an outstanding investigator that's just beginning her career, Rachel Weiner. She came to the University of Washington about 7 years ago to begin graduate studies in epidemiology. And it was clear at that point that she had tremendous academic potential, which she certainly proved within the first couple of years by excelling in all of her graduate level coursework in both epidemiology and biostatistics. As a graduate student, she became involved in the design and analysis of a number of different investigations concerning HPV. In fact, the first project that she worked on for her master's thesis was a study designed to define the incidence of and risk factors for genital HPV infection. And it became clear to me, working with her on this project, that she had a genius for conducting complex analyses of complicated longitudinal data, the type of data that are often essential to addressing questions of natural history of infections. She also, over the years, proved to me that she is a terrific writer. She has an incredible ability to take complicated data, for example, the mountain of information that we all develop at the end of a research project, and actually pick out of that mountain of information the important facts that are necessary to include in a publication that will clearly define her methods, describe her results, and put her findings in the context of the literature. And another key point is that not only can she write for a highly specialized field of experts with interest in the epidemiology of HPV, she also can write for a much broader audience. And I think this is a critical characteristic of investigators who have successful careers, that is, that they clearly can address questions in a broader audience. During her graduate studies, she also got involved in writing several portions of grant proposals, and in fact, wrote a proposal to address one of the aims for her doctoral dissertation that we submitted for funding through NIH and was indeed funded through the R03 mechanism. The work that she is probably most recognized for that she did as a doctoral student involved a very detailed analysis of daily sexual history data collected for the purpose of understanding the role of condoms in preventing HPV acquisition in young women who had just initiated sexual activity. And the paper based on her work she published in the New England Journal of Medicine in 2006. As she was finishing up her doctorate work at the University of Washington, we began discussing ideas in terms of what are important questions to address in the epidemiology of HPV. And Rachel became interested in questions among older women. Now, this may seem a little bit bizarre to an STD crowd, but actually, going forward with new HPV interventions, the HPV vaccines, new cervical cancer screening technologies, and certainly behavioral interventions, it has become clear that we really have a lack of understanding as to what the course of infection is in older women. Are they acquiring new infections? At what rate are they clearing these infections, or are they truly becoming at risk for cervical neoplasia and other HPV-related cancers? So she wrote a proposal that was submitted to the STD-CRC Developmental Award Program about a year and a half ago and received funding for that proposal and began her work on HPV infections in older women, and within a very short period of time had collected sufficient data to submit a K award, which she did last fall. And just before coming to this meeting in Chicago, she told me her score from NIH, and it's clearly within the fundable range, which is terrific news, in addition to the receipt of the award today. I must say that I've totally enjoyed working with Rachel over the last few years and have learned a heck of a lot from her, and would also hope that at least some of you, if not many of you in this room, have the opportunity to collaborate with her, because I know that you will find it to be an incredibly enjoyable and very productive experience. And Rachel, I congratulate you. You certainly deserve this award.